Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Friday, September the 20th, 2019. Hi, I'm Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Daily News Podcast. Right, before we get into anything, myself and Jack the Jobber have been handcuffed together for the last 24 hours. I now deem that 24 hours to be up, so I liberate us from one another. There we go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate. Sorry about all that. I kind of feel like this punishment was my fault.
It was my fault too.
Fair enough.
We made it.
We made it. Do you want to stay and help out with news this morning?
I can't think of any more. I'm assuming you talked about the show last week.
Yeah, we did Clash stuff last week. You know what? It's fine. You can head home. I'll crack this. Coming up, Kenny Omega talks about NXT. Some shots fired from the cleaner as well. A lot of injury updates for you, including a big WWE return expected any time now. And...
oh, my God! WWE does love me!
What could possibly have made Renee Young this happy? Find out soon.
Certain people in life that you want in a foxhole with you. Every single one of you, I want in the foxhole with us. Be here every week and let's show the world that we are NXT. Stand on your feet. Show the world who you are. Show the world every Wednesday the brand that you created. Stand up and tell the world that we are NXT.
It was a strong start for the new era of NXT as part of the USA Network. NXT on USA. Averaging 1.179 million viewers on Wednesday night. This is according to the Wrestling Observer. When it comes to the TV rankings, now it doesn't make the top 20, but in the 18 to 49 demographic, it finished fourth, which is really, really promising. It also, the lead-in for NXT is Suits, which averages at about 965,000 viewers. It was marginally up on Wednesday. So USA Network kind of feel like this is the ballpark figure that they want for NXT, around about 965, 990,000. So to have over a million like that was an absolute delight, I'm sure. Next week, we've got Dominik Dijakovic taking on Keith Lee once more. This is fast becoming a series of wrestling classics, and I can't wait for a new wrestling audience to see what Keith Lee and Dominik Dijakovic do when they are in the same ring at the same time. Also, Matt Riddle is facing Killian Dane in a rematch from their street fight on Wednesday. It's another street fight, and this time to determine the number one contender for the NXT Championship. Also, next week is crucial because not only is next week the final week where the second hour will be simulcast on the WWE Network, it is also the final week where NXT is an island unto itself, as AEW Dynamite is set to begin on Wednesday, October the 2nd. And it'll be interesting to see what the wrestling audience does. Will we see two large, over a million audiences for two very different wrestling products? Or will the wrestling audience cannibalize itself on Wednesday night? We will find out in a few weeks' time as the Wednesday Night War gets officially underway.
Goodbye, mwah, and good night, bang.
And talking of the Wednesday Night War, Kenny Omega was chatting with Sports Keeda's Dropkick Discussions. He was asked his thoughts on the Wednesday Night War. And Kenny Omega said, "When I sit back and look at the grand picture, it's like I'm going to war with dudes that, if we were on the same show together, pretend there was no borders, there was no promotions. Let's pretend it's one big promotion. If these guys are on the same show as me, they'd be in a dark match. They'd be in the opening match of my main event match. You're going to call it a war. You're going to call that competition. Go ahead. Okay, maybe it's fun for you to do. That's cool, but we're different planets. And if you're going to see real stars, not developmental talent, but real stars appearing on your television sets every week through AEW." Big comments made by Kenny Omega. Dominik Dijakovic from NXT responded to Omega on Twitter by saying, "Remember when my match with Keith Lee embarrassed yours on your PWG homecoming weekend of Battle of Los Angeles 2017? Tune in Wednesday to NXT TV on USA at 8 p.m. so two developmental guys can show a real star how it is done again." A lot of injury updates from NXT. We send our best to Wacken Wild, formerly known as DJ Z, who is about to undergo surgery, according to Pro Wrestling Sheet. Back in July, Wild suffered an injury to his eye socket. And it was believed to be during training. Doctors are hoping that the socket would heal on its own. But 2 months down the line, the decision has been made to operate. Now, Wild is only scheduled to miss a few weeks of in-ring action, which must come as a relief. He was in the NXT breakout tournament, and now he's on the road trips with NXT. And I think the last thing he wanted to do is lose any momentum at this point. WWE NXT Now, a new YouTube show hosted by their new signing, Matt Camp, did an injury update on several NXT stars after this Wednesday night just gone. Kona Reeves suffered a strike to the cheek that required 5 stitches to close. Camp was speculating there could be orbital damage, and until further evaluation, he has not been cleared to wrestle again. Aruto Huaz, who faced Pete Dunne in the USA Premier, also is awaiting results of an x-ray on his fingers before he can compete again after Pete Dunne went at his fingers during that match. Most notably from this, Velveteen Dream won't be cleared to compete until further evaluation, as they say on WWE NXT Now. The Dream was, according to Camp, seen walking gingerly backstage and is suffering lumbar pain. It kind of feels like this is a new prospect for WWE. Obviously, WWE Now has been running for a while as part of the company's YouTube channel, but this whole injury report thing, with confirmation of who is cleared and not cleared, seems to be a new way of legitimizing NXT a little bit. It was seemingly mocked by WWE road agent Brian James on Twitter, who commented underneath the tweet when this video went out, saying, "What does cleared mean? Of all charges? Legally? Medically?" It seems the writing could be on the wall for Jason Jordan. Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter writes, "Jason Jordan is less likely to return. You never say never, but in his case, he wasn't looking good, and it wasn't looking good, and there has been in the past the feeling that his career could be over. You may remember Jordan underwent neck surgery early last year, and he was scheduled to miss a year of action. He returned a little bit earlier as a road agent while still rehabbing his neck, but it seems like his time as an active competitor is over, which is devastating. Jason Jordan felt like a real can't-miss prospect when he was lighting up the tag team division with Chad Gable and American Alpha. His time on the main roster, very much remembered for the Kurt Angle illegitimate son shenanigans. Rather ill-fated endeavor by Jason Jordan. The crowd never quite warmed to him in this position, so it was quietly dismissed, and it seems like Jason Jordan has been as well. He'll still continue working with WWE in his capacity as a road agent, regardless of whether he makes a wrestling comeback or not. And talking of comebacks, Sheamus is expected back any time now. There was some concerns that his return was being stalled by some injuries to his back and by a concussion that he suffered earlier in the year. But it looks like, again, according to Meltzer and according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, he is good to go. He's just waiting for the right time to come back. He has stayed in really good shape, partly because He now runs a YouTube channel called Celtic Warrior Workouts, where he'll go and meet wrestlers and other sports guys, interview them whilst doing their workout with them. It's quite a cool little concept for it. But Sheamus is chomping at the bit to be back. He looks like he's in the best shape of his life. And I'm excited to see Sheamus come back. He wants to come back and win the Intercontinental Championship. It's the only belt in the WWE he hasn't won. It would make him a Grand Slam champion if he does it. I'm kind of pulling for him to do it as well. Evolve champion Austin Theory made his official NXT debut at a house show in Daytona Beach last night. He took on Bronson Reed, even got some mic time as well, which is a sign of good things to come. Austin Theory got the wrestling world talking after that scintillating showing at Evolve's recent pay-per-view, the one that was broadcast on the WWE Network. Paul Heyman even appeared afterwards to give Austin Theory some props. Austin Theory popped up again ringside for NXT TakeOver, got a nice ovation from the crowd as well. Well, the consensus seems to be that once Vince McMahon gets a look at him, he's not going to be in NXT very long, and he's going to be in the main roster, potentially a future WWE champion in Austin Theory. We will wait and see. But WWE does have good previous with Evolve champions. A lot of them have gone on to do great things with the company. Drew McIntyre, Matt Riddle, Cassius Ohno, Imperium's Fabian Aichner, and now Austin Theory in that new line of people off to do some good stuff in the WWE. And finally, it was a certain broadcaster's birthday yesterday, so WWE, being the lovely eggs that they are, decided to surprise them.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Young, and I'm here to encourage you to celebrate September 19th in WWE history with me. It was on this date in 2010 when Randy Orton became WWE champion at Night of Champions. And most importantly, it was on this date that it was born... I was born. So big happy birthday to me. And in case you're curious, I am reading this on a teleprompter right now, and I had no clue what this was going to be or what I was going to be saying or doing, because I was told that I was doing something completely different. Anyways, I guess there's also a present in this room for me. What is this?
Here you go.
Please tell me this is what I think it is. Please be what I think it is. Come on, make my dreams come true. You guys! I got it! The WWE Championship slow cooker! Oh my God! WWE does love me. Happy birthday to me. I'm gonna make so much stuff in this. Stews, chilies, pork loin, slow-cooked oatmeal, endless options. You guys can buy your own at WWEshop.com. You guys have really outdone yourselves. Big happy birthday to me. 34 is looking good. It's going to taste good, too.
I was really hoping it would be Jon Moxley jumping out of that box. I know, wishful thinking, I know. That'll do it for the Cultaholic Daily News podcast for today. Since NXT is the hot topic of the week, how about checking out our YouTube channel and finding out 10 things that you did not know about NXT? That is on the YouTube channel right now. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed this weekend, a brand new episode of Wrestling Curiosities. And we take a look at wrestling in Shakespeare. Oh, we get very highbrow on the podcast. That's going to do it for me. I won't be here next week. I'm taking a week of holiday / vacation from Cultaholic. It's been a lovely first couple of months here. I've genuinely had a wonderful time. And to be honest, it won't really feel like I've gone anywhere, apart from on the podcast at least. I've got a little special treat planned for every single day while I'm away. It'll be like I'm here, but I'm not here, basically. Anyway, I will speak to you when I speak to you. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.